Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Come on. Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Dr. Preston Cherry. Dr. Preston, are you ready to do this?
Yes, indeed.
All right, man. Let's go. Dr. Cherry is a CFP. He is a Your Life Money Balance financial planner. He's the founder and president of Concurrent Financial Planning. He is a speaker, professor, a researcher, and a cool uncle. Excited to have you on. Preston, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. Thanks for having me, George. I've listened from afar. I tell some of the podcasters, they get some of my shower time. So shower and walking and chilling time. So you're definitely on my list. So thank you for having me. A little bit about me. I am a cool uncle. As of the recording of this podcast, my niece is going to her first day of sixth grade of school. She sent me a picture this morning, you know, nice. And she's got an outfit on and everything like that. So I did the cool uncle thing and sent her some text messages this morning. So a lot of emojis and all that type of stuff. So cool uncle thing is very valid, okay? yes, you know, love some good music. Been writing poetry for 30 years, so that's kind of like my little thing that I do. And then a very family-oriented, close to my family, my mom and dad and my sister, so we're very close. And then as far as what I do, I love financial planning. I was introduced to it back in 2002 through a mentor of mine. I was raised with money concepts, George, but I didn't know like personal finance or financial planning, you know, was a career. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was a thing until I went to undergrad at Prairie View University and right outside of Houston, Texas. And my mentor knows people at Texas Tech, which is the, you know, legacy financial planning program. And we went out there and I was introduced to the Texas Tech people out there, and that's when the kind of love affair started back then. And so knowing that it was a career, I was in banking at the time as a teller and all that, personal accounts and this, that, and the other. And I wanted to be in banking, George. You know, I wanted to be a credit analyst and all that. And you know, I did that, you know, the retail banking thing for a while. Then I circled back, skipping, you know, over about 5 or 6 years. And then I was like, you know what, let me go get, you know, my graduate degree, my master's degree in financial planning. And so that's what I did. And then once I did that and I was on campus at Texas Tech, I really, really fell in love with financial planning and started networking and building relationships even more. And then when I came out, and this is when I started that journey across, you know, you can always check my LinkedIn and all, everyone is listening to you. And that's when I started the journey. And this is where I started crafting, you know, my background. One of the things that I bring to the table uniquely, George, is that I've, you know, been, you know, associate planner. I've started a book of business. I failed. I've been a junior planner. I've been a wholesaler. I've been a life insurance agent. I've managed money. At the firm level. So when I was working in Tennessee, I worked at a family office, and I co-managed a portfolio of about $120 million and then also did financial planning and also helped run the office too. So we had to do all the, you know, jack of all trades thing. All right. So I get to bring all that experience to the table. And then fast forward, went to the back to Texas Tech, right? As I didn't get enough academia after I've been in the field and done all this, you know, nice work in the professional area. I've always wanted to get RCD PhD, so I wanted that. And so I do have one of those now. But anyway, I did that. And now I get to blend professional aspects with academia. And that's where it leads to the research and actually using the research in order to be used and practice. And when I did that, and I'm coming out and it's fueling everything I'm doing now, I launched a practice while I was in my PhD pursuit, finished that, fueling my research, and now doing some speaking and still doing, I'm on boards, multiple boards and the profession and all that, giving back. And right now I'm at University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, building a financial planning program, and which is great. We're CFP board registered, approved, and got going to have our first graduates through the program. We have a minor next fall, next spring. So we're doing some magical things there. So everything is blending together. I tried to go as fast as I could there because I know we got a lot of show. But anyway.
Well, no, I certainly appreciate all that, and it's I think it's invaluable for you to have had all those different experiences and sat in all those different chairs, worn all those different hats, whatever term that it is that is appropriate, and then to be able to start a program like that from scratch, taking all that experience and applying it, I'm sure it was challenging and rewarding and all those things. How are students really drawn to it? Are you having to recruit them in? How has that experience been?
Yes. All right. So now I'll slow down because now we're talking about others, and I talk fast talking about myself. I simply just don't want to sit there and talk about myself the whole time. But now we're talking about others. And yes, the students in the community, when I say the community, I'm talking about the RIAs in the area, the large firms, the community residents, okay, the businesses, the school itself, the students, okay, whether they're in the program or they're not, all right, have this appetite for personal finance and financial planning in particular. All right, so the students, when I came to campus, and I gave a presentation last summer to one of the large RIA groups that I do some coaching for, and one of them was from in the Green Bay, the Northeast Wisconsin area. And so I announced that I was coming to UWGB. And this particular advisor was like, oh, you're coming to UWGB and you're going to start a program. And so we had our first call. We had a Zoom call last summer. And he was like, oh, yeah, we're excited. We've been waiting for a financial planning program, you know. And so he said, I will get 10 advisors on the phone with you right now, you know. And a couple of weeks later, we had a call, George, and everybody was like, tell us more, right? And then so that kicked off that. So that was on the planner advisor side. Then I get to campus and we start having our first classes, and the students were like, wow, you know, tell us more. And it wasn't just, hey, we're kind of interested. It was, okay, tell me more about financial planning. Okay, they actually used the word, right? And because they've had different companies come on campus because there's been no program and offer, you know, some jobs that are, you know, financial planning-ish.
Sure.
You know, which is fine. You know, different models for different folks. Okay. Different business models. That's fine. However, they wanted to know more. And so now that there's a structure and now that they have somebody that's from the profession and all that, the students are like, wow, tell me more. Can we get involved? They're signing up for the minor now that they were approved. I mean, so you ask, you know, do I have to recruit? Yeah, I mean, yes, but at the same time, they're coming. I mean, because there's been an appetite here for it.
Yeah, awesome. Well, that's super exciting. Do you think that there has been, or that there is a shift, and this is probably an unknowable question I'm about to ask, but just with the younger generation who are coming up, being exposed to the Robin Hoods of the world and cryptocurrency and everything else, is there a greater interest in investing in financial stuff in general?
Yes. Yes, I believe so. I mean, with the information out there, so they're able to grab a hold of it. obviously in their phone and on the Reddits. And I actually had to dig in more into Reddits myself.
Yeah.
And even as planners and advisors, you got to dig into. I commented on an article about this about a couple of months ago about Reddits and just seeing what's in there, what's driving the emotions of people in general. Now, you know, is that a place to get, you know, personalized advice from? Not necessarily. But however, can you get some guidance from there and start? Because, you know, it's like an exchange of information. Yes. Can you get where people are coming from as far as their behaviors and values and feel? You know, yes. You know, what's keeping people up at night? Those type of things. So, yeah. So Reddits, right? And the Robinhoods, as you said. The apps fintech is, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on now. It's booming. All right. So, and also you also have the trust factor that has been.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Booming over our profession for quite some time. The younger generation gets to circumvent that a little bit. They get more control because, okay, they're like, oh, okay, well, let me go direct at a younger age. Okay, they're going to go direct. And while they typically don't need a large comprehensive relationship really early on, all right, they're capturing their interest. I guess that's a pun. It could be. Could be but they're capturing their interest about what they want now, right? Cash management and investing, and they're being able to, and this is the commoditized part of planning, they're mm-hmm. able to go direct with fintech and they're actually trading and all this. The key is though is, okay, while they're getting that and they're more active and they're more interested and that personal finance information is more more readily available now, more than ever, and all that. The key of that is are they getting enough baseline information to not train certain or encourage certain behaviors right off the bat? This is going to be the key. So, yes, interest is up. Activity is up. I think behaviors, savings behaviors, and the like, are and just awareness of money is improving. All right. However, we have to be cognizant of training bad behaviors right off the bat, like meme stocks, for example, right? And you know, XYZ stock. I won't name any stocks.
Sure.
You know, XYZ stocks, right? And the meme stocks, they're going out of control, this, that, and the other. Yes, you can make money off of them, and that's fine. You know, you got whatever cryptocurrency making money, okay? That's cool too, all right? I'm not against making money if it's aligned with your goals and so on and so forth, as far as full disclosure and getting all that covered, CYA is concerned. However, if it's not in line, or if it's perpetuating or even starting bad behaviors, you know, reacting to the market, you know, and bad information, this or just impulse, this and this, and that spills over into a longer term plan over the life cycle. Okay, well then that worry levels are already up when you poll and research and all of that stuff. I mean, this is actual stuff here. Worry levels, stress, preparedness for retirement, perceptions of money and satisfaction levels of money, all of this is intertwined. So if you start off volatile and with impulse behaviors and this, and you're always reacting to these market, immediate market jumps, then that has no, that stays with you. Mm-hmm. And that could have longer term effects. So that was a little longer winded answer.
But no, I think that's right. And it's something I've been thinking a lot about, actually thinking about this morning. Like, what's the difference between, you know, being an investor and just somebody who is investing? It sort of struck me that just because I'm outside throwing a football with my buddies doesn't make me a football player. I'm participating in football, but, you know, so I'm participating in the market, but I'm not really an investor. And the danger of that is, I do create really bad habits for myself where I'm buying high and selling low consistently or whatever that might be. And there's probably going to be an inflection point where, or hopefully, you know, it all sort of works itself out. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, and here's the thing. I good point too about the football. I like your analogy there, the football, throwing a football, because I'm not a football. I used to play a little football, but no, I'm not a football player either, you know. But here's the thing is I don't want to be like a total get off my lawn-ish person, like Clint Eastwood.
Totally.
Yeah, yo, get off my lawn, you know.
Right? Good.
And so I don't want to be too old fogey-ish. If it's applicable and you can afford it far as risk capacity and risk tolerance and you can handle the volatility and all that, hey, go make you some money. I have no problem with that. All right. But it has to be, again, within a whole concept of your plan. Okay. That said, you know, when you're investing, you know, just jumping in and out, you know, all the time. What are we talking about here? And here's the thing too, the people that are making money in day trading, okay, this is where I was going with that. People that make money in day trading. There's one thing that they're investing in, two things, okay, time, all right, and a human capital,
mm-hmm.
All right, those are the two things. Anybody that's actually quote unquote making money in there, all right, yes, you can just put your money into a cryptocurrency because it's kind of, right now it's like an exciting any type of bull market. In a raging bull market, anybody could throw a dart at a dartboard and make money. It's like, oh yeah, look, I made money. I don't need any advice from anybody, this, that, the other. Look at what I did.
Yeah.
All by myself. Okay, yeah. All right. So crypto is kind of like that right now. It's like, okay, oh yeah, you buy, depending on what type of currency you buy, but let's try Bitcoin. All right, yeah, you buy at the bottom, it shoots up for like a couple of months. It's like, ah, yeah, look, I made, you know, XYZ amount of money. Okay, that's great. But far as like in the meme stock or any type of day trading, if you ask anybody, you know, if you made some money, this, that, and the other, all right, they're sitting in front of their computer. All right, they're researching.
For okay? Sure.
They're doing it. No questions asked. I guarantee you, whether there's 15 years old, 20 years old, or 50 years old, it does not matter. If they're making money day trading or, you know, active trading, let's call it active trading or whatever, or even day trading, options and so on and so forth, they are putting the time in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why when you go onto these platforms, whatever, XYZ platform, you know, many of them, okay, they have the videos. They're showing you what to do. YouTube is full of all these influencers. You know, they're jumping on there, how to trade options, this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. There is tons of content out there on that, okay? You have to put in the time. They're putting in the time. They're putting in the research. So it's time and human capital. So I want to make those points clear, because you're just going in there and just doing willy-nilly. If you go in there willy-nilly cold, and this is for young people or anybody that tries this, and just it takes practice. You go in there cold, you're gonna lose, period.
Yeah, that's I speak from personal experience, being somebody who's lost a ton of money buying and selling ordinary or just shares of individual stocks in my 20s. I was prolific at that, and there's a million different ways to do that. And I'm with you. I'm not begrudging young people for wanting to take advantage of these run-ups and AMC or Bitcoin or whatever. If you want to, if that's your intention is to get rich, well then let's go.
Yeah.
To make that happen. But yes, appreciating that that there is an immense skill and a lot of work that has gone into somebody becoming a successful trader. That is a very, very real thing. So
I'm all for putting some money into, because there's no risk too. Young people are different. Particularly like teenagers or, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, they got savings. There's a lot of backstops. See, so now we're coming back to fundamentals. All right. If I'm 16, 13, 14, because these kids are smart, they're like 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, whatever. It doesn't matter. They're putting all their savings. I've read some student stuff and they're like, yeah, I put all my savings into, AMC or Bitcoin or whatever. And every last dollar. George. There's no risk failure for them.
Right.
They have no responsibilities. They have no children, no spouses, no they have no need, no discretionary needs to cover. They have backstops. If they lose everything, their parents,
yeah. not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world, and they have everything to gain. Mm-hmm. Everything to gain. Some people in later life cycles, even their later 20s or 30s, even in their 20s, you really don't have anything to really lose. You're already broke. It's like, so even if you put, if you saved up, $20,000, $25,000, you put it all in Bitcoin. Okay. You can make 100, but if you lost 25, you're 26 years old or whatever it is. What do you have on your time? What do you have on your side then? Time.
Yeah.
You can make that money back, mm-hmm. So again, yes, it's we're coming back to the fundamentals now. Is what is your capacity? What is your risk factors out of this, that, and the other, so it still comes back to the fundamentals. Don't mind making money. Hey, go for it. If I got some spare change hanging around like myself, I got some Bitcoin, I will throw some spaghetti at a wall,
For sure.
and do that all day long, go ahead. But it's within my capacity to lose XYZ money or whatever, because it's in my going all the fundamentals. So don't mind anybody making any money. But again, we got to think about it in the larger picture of why the young people are doing it. There's no risk for them. There's no risk for loss.
Yeah.
There's risk for loss on the investment. But if they lose everything, then they're OK.
Yeah. Can you afford it? And if I'm 15 years old, I can absolutely afford it. If I'm 45 years old, maybe not so much. That's all obviously relative. Yeah. So love
yes,
it.
Yes.
Well, Preston, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
My difference-making tip. All right. So something that's been sticking in my craw here lately is now I'm about to get into my get off my lawn.
I was going
to
say.
which is grit, okay? And I posted this on my Twitter about a couple of months ago, and nobody really reacted to it. But in order to have grit, there's been some great books on it, and all this, and some research and all that. And grit, you could try to find it and everything like that, but grit has an it at the end of it, or included inside of it. And the only way you can get grit is to have gone through an it. Okay? All right. You can say that you have some grit, or you can try to measure it and all that. And I put this on my my Twitter, which is, now in order to have some grit, you have to have gone through an it. All right. So my tip of the day is when you go through an it, use your it to go accomplish some All right. But use that. You know, because it rhymes. Everybody, you know, everybody's in nursery rhyme school. But yeah, use your it. All right. That's how you get the grit to go accomplish some you know. And because use your story, you know. That's and that's been a part of my life, George, which is, you know, I've not everything is rosy in life. Life is not built that way. Life is about process. Life is about journey. You are going to have some win days, those winning days, you know, those championship days, you know, buy your house, you know, get a spouse, you know, get a degree, whatever it may be, those win days, whatever your aspiration is. That's the win day. Okay. But what about the journey? The journey, you spend that time. There's a lot of time spent in the journey. Okay. And that's how you have to appreciate it. And that's where the it is going to be. And there's going to be some good it days and there's going to be some not so good it days. All right. That's where that grit is. Okay. So go through it. And then sometimes there's seasons, like my mother said, it's like, son, I've been through some seasons where they last 5 years. I've had a fog literally five to 6 years. And let's go into that some other time. But I use that it, George, in order to go accomplish some And so that's what I'm talking about. So that's my tip of the day.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets come on. Use your it to accomplish some, let's just say it. Use your it to accomplish some shit. I like it. That's awesome. You are, in fact, a wordsmith, Preston. Poetry. I think that's what we're going to do the next time you come on. Just go through the Dr. Preston Cherry book of poetry. You said 30 years?
30 years. Yeah, 42. I wrote my first poem about 12 or 13, something around there.
I love it. Well, Preston, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Sure. Yes. Dr. Preston Cherry on Twitter. So at Dr. Preston Cherry on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. You can also find me on my website is concurrentfp.com. You can also find me on Facebook as well.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Preston your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to concurrent, concurrentfp.com. Find him on Twitter at Dr. Preston Cherry. Find him on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks a lot, Preston.
All right. Thank you, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.